It just wouldn't be summer without a controversy over dunes at the Jersey Shore. Margate residents are up in arms and officials are threatening to sue over flooding that shut off access to much of the beach. The flooding is tied to newly built sand dunes, as WHYY's Tom McDonald reports.
The mini lake between the new protective dunes being built is blocking access to about 40% of Margate's beach, says Mayor Mike Becker.
We in Margate have had the waters tested down there. We want to see what the bacterial level is. We're very concerned about the safety of our citizens. We have scheduled a special meeting for Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock in which we will discuss and possibly take action on hiring an outside counsel seeking an injunction to stop the project.
Margate resident Patty DeRose says she didn't understand why Governor Chris Christie and the Army Corps pushed for the dunes. It leaves stormwater from the streets draining towards the area behind the dunes.
If they really cared, Christie would have been here instead of at that ball game last night eating his nachos. He would have been here. Okay, and he would have seen that we flood from the bay. There are some places on the bay that have no bulkheads.
Steve Rochette of the Army Corps of Engineers says the ponds were built to catch stormwater as part of the dune project, and it keeps stormwater from going directly into the ocean.
The purpose for those basin areas between the dune and the bulkheads is to provide space, essentially, for the city's stormwater from the streets. It goes through holes on the boardwalk, and so that area was sort of built out and excavated to provide, to accommodate that stormwater, whereas before it went through the holes and was kind of trenched down towards the ocean.
Residents and city officials say they were told the water would subside in 24 hours. It's lasted days. Paula Dresden lives a few homes from the beach and says now is the time for solutions to their problem.
Nobody's very happy. And I think that the engineers should have figured this out before they started, not after.
Construction on more dunes continues as part of a much bigger project up and down the shore. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.